You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. It's a much longer passage, and I'm going to read it in two parts, beginning with John 20, 19 to 23. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." So in the first part of the passage, we see the disciples hiding in fear behind closed doors, locked doors. And then Jesus came and stood among them. How he actually came to be there is not known. It seems as if he just appeared. And this makes the disciples believe that he might be a ghost. But upon showing them his hands and feet, he demonstrates that he has a body and is not just a spirit. Then says the disciples were glad. This is probably a bit of an understatement. I believe that they were filled with joy. Then Jesus does two things. He commissions them to be on mission like he was on mission. As the Father sent me, so I send you. This is known as the Johannine Commission. And then in conjunction with this, he breathes on them and gives them in some kind of new way the Holy Spirit, probably in an equipping way to go along with his commission. Let's look at the second part of the passage now, verses 24 to 31. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. What he said to Thomas, he actually could have said to all of the disciples. We saw in the first part of the passage that he let them see his hands and his pierced side. And that's what made them glad. It was this proof, this visual proof that fueled their belief. And then probably the main message of both the passages is Jesus' command to Thomas, "Do not disbelieve, but believe." And then in response to that, Thomas' declaration of faith in confessing, "My Lord and my God." John ends this resurrection narrative with giving a statement of why he wrote his entire gospel, that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. So we see that the main point of this description of the resurrection and the entire gospel is faith. It's an accurate and true faith that Jesus is Lord and Son of God. As we consider these passages, let's ask the Lord to deliver us from unbelief and give us grace to believe. That in our hearts we too, in all truth, may be able to confess with Thomas, Jesus is our Lord and our God. Let's pray that we might be more fully among the blessed of those who have not seen and yet have believed. Let's allow the Word of God to dwell in us, to bring us faith, to fill us with joy, to make us more and more sons and daughters of God as we come to true faith in Jesus, the risen Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.